Zero to One, Notes on Startups, or How to Build the Future. By Peter Thiel. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Zero to One, Notes on Startups, or How to Build the Future by Peter Thiel is a book about how entrepreneurs can create value in the world. The author argues that most people think too small and focus on incremental improvements rather than creating something entirely new. He encourages readers to think big and strive for zero to one progress, creating something from nothing. The book begins with an introduction discussing why it's important for entrepreneurs to be ambitious and take risks if they want their businesses to succeed. It then moves into a discussion of competition versus monopoly, arguing that monopolies are better because they allow companies to capture more profits while still providing customers with good service. Thiel then goes into detail about what makes a successful startup, including having a great team, focusing on product development instead of marketing, and understanding customer needs. He also discusses the importance of timing when launching products as well as how venture capital works. The second half of the book focuses on broader topics such as globalization, technology trends, education reform, government regulation, and ethics in business. Thiel argues that these issues should not be ignored but rather embraced so that entrepreneurs can make informed decisions about their businesses. Overall, Zero to One provides valuable insight into entrepreneurship from one of Silicon Valley's most successful investors. It offers practical advice for startups looking to build something new while also exploring larger philosophical questions related to business ethics and global economics. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Startups should focus on creating something new rather than competing with existing companies. Startups should focus on creating something new and valuable that has not been done before, rather than competing with existing companies in an already crowded market. This will help them stand out and create a unique product or service that will be attractive to customers. Main idea number two. Companies should strive to be monopolies. Companies should strive to become monopolies in their respective markets, as this will give them the ability to set prices and control the market. Monopolies also have the potential to generate more profits and create more value for shareholders. Main idea number three. Technology is the key to creating a successful startup. Technology is the key to creating a successful startup, as it can help startups create new products and services that are more efficient and cost-effective than existing ones. Technology can also help startups scale quickly and reach a larger customer base. Main idea number four. Network effects are important for startups. Network effects are important for startups, as they can help startups reach a larger customer base and create a more valuable product or service. Network effects can also help startups create a competitive advantage over their competitors. Main idea number five. Founders should be passionate about their ideas. Founders should be passionate about their ideas and have a clear vision of what they want to achieve. This will help them stay motivated and focused on their goals, and will also help them attract investors and customers. Main idea number six. Founders should have a long-term vision. Founders should have a long-term vision for their startup and be willing to make sacrifices in the short term in order to achieve their long-term goals. This will help them stay focused and motivated, and will also help them attract investors and customers. Main idea number seven. Founders should be willing to take risks. Founders should be willing to take risks in order to create something new and valuable. Taking risks can help startups create something unique and valuable that will be attractive to customers and investors. Main idea number eight. Founders should be willing to learn from their mistakes. founders should be willing to learn from their mistakes and use them as an opportunity to improve their product or service. This will help them create a better product or service and will also help them attract investors and customers. Main idea number 9. Founders should be willing to pivot. Founders should be willing to pivot and adjust their product or service in order to meet customer needs. This will help them create a better product or service and will also help them attract investors and customers. Main idea number 10. Founders should be willing to invest in their product. Founders should be willing to invest in their product or service in order to make it better and more attractive to customers. This will help them create a better product or service and will also help them attract investors and customers. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Startups should focus on creating something new and valuable that has not been done before, rather than competing with existing companies in an already crowded market. This will help them stand out and create a unique product or service that will be attractive to customers. By focusing on innovation instead of competition, startups can develop products or services that are truly revolutionary and have the potential to disrupt entire industries. Innovation is key for any startup looking to make its mark in the world. It's important for entrepreneurs to think outside the box when it comes to their ideas, as this is what sets them apart from other businesses. They should strive to come up with solutions that no one else has thought of yet, so they can offer something completely different from what's already available. Creating something new also allows startups to tap into untapped markets and customer bases. By offering a product or service that no one else does, they can gain access to customers who may not have considered using their competitors' offerings before. Ultimately, focusing on creating something new rather than competing with existing companies gives startups a better chance at success in the long run. Not only do they get the opportunity to innovate and differentiate themselves from others in their industry, but they also open up more opportunities for growth by tapping into unexplored markets. Main idea number 2. Companies should strive to become monopolies in their respective markets, as this will give them the ability to set prices and control the market. Monopolies also have the potential to generate more profits and create more value for shareholders. By becoming a monopoly, companies can gain an advantage over competitors by having greater pricing power, which allows them to charge higher prices than their rivals. This gives them a competitive edge that can help drive up sales and increase profitability. In addition, monopolies are able to use economies of scale to reduce costs and maximize efficiency. This means they can produce goods or services at lower costs than their competitors while still maintaining high quality standards. Furthermore, monopolies often enjoy strong brand recognition due to their dominance in the market, which helps attract customers who may be willing to pay premium prices for products or services. Finally, being a monopoly also provides companies with protection from competition since there is no one else offering similar products or services in the same space. This makes it difficult for new entrants into the market as well as existing players trying to compete on price or quality. Main idea number 3. Technology is the key to creating a successful startup, as it can help startups create new products and services that are more efficient and cost-effective than existing ones. Technology can also provide startups with access to data and insights that allow them to make better decisions about their business. Additionally, technology can enable startups to automate processes, allowing them to focus on core activities such as product development or customer service. Furthermore, technology allows startups to reach a larger audience quickly through digital marketing channels like social media or search engine optimization, SEO. This helps increase brand awareness and generate leads for the company. Finally, technology enables businesses of all sizes, including small startups, to compete in global markets by providing access to resources they wouldn't otherwise have. Main idea number 4. Network effects are important for startups, as they can help them reach a larger customer base and create a more valuable product or service. Network effects occur when the value of a product or service increases with each additional user that joins the network. For example, if you have an online marketplace, then having more users on your platform will make it easier to find buyers and sellers for any given item. This increased liquidity makes it easier to transact business and creates a competitive advantage over competitors who don't have access to such large networks. Network effects also allow startups to leverage their existing customers in order to acquire new ones. By providing incentives for current customers to refer friends and family members, startups can quickly expand their customer base without spending money on advertising campaigns or other costly marketing efforts. Finally, network effects can help startups create economies of scale by allowing them to spread fixed costs across multiple users. This allows them to offer lower prices than their competitors while still maintaining healthy profit margins. Main idea number 5. Founders should be passionate about their ideas and have a clear vision of what they want to achieve. This passion will help them stay motivated and focused on their goals, even when the going gets tough. It will also help them attract investors who believe in the potential of the idea, as well as customers who are excited by it. Having a strong sense of purpose is essential for any successful startup. Founders need to be able to articulate why their product or service is unique and how it can benefit people's lives. They must also be willing to take risks and make sacrifices in order to bring their vision into reality. The most successful founders are those that truly believe in what they are doing, no matter how difficult it may seem at times. They understand that failure is part of the process, but never give up on their dreams or stop believing in themselves. Main idea number 6. Founders should have a long-term vision for their startup and be willing to make sacrifices in the short term in order to achieve their long-term goals. This means that they must be able to identify what is important now, and what can wait until later. They must also be able to prioritize tasks and allocate resources accordingly. Additionally, founders should think about how their decisions today will affect the future of their company. Having a clear vision for the future will help founders stay focused on achieving it, even when faced with obstacles or setbacks along the way. It will also help them attract investors who share similar values and understand why they are investing in this particular venture. Finally, having a strong sense of purpose can inspire customers as well. People want to support companies that are working towards something bigger than just making money. Main idea number 7. Founders should be willing to take risks in order to create something new and valuable. Taking risks can help startups develop innovative products or services that will stand out from the competition. It also allows founders to explore different business models, which can lead to greater success in the long run. Risk-taking is an essential part of entrepreneurship, as it helps entrepreneurs identify opportunities and capitalize on them. Risk-taking does not mean recklessness, rather, it requires careful consideration of potential outcomes before taking action. Founders must weigh the pros and cons of each decision they make and understand how their actions could affect their company's future prospects. By being aware of potential pitfalls, founders can minimize risk while still pushing forward with bold ideas. Ultimately, risk-taking is a necessary part of creating something new and valuable for customers or investors. Without taking risks, entrepreneurs would never have the opportunity to innovate or bring groundbreaking products or services into existence. Main idea number 8. Founders should be willing to learn from their mistakes and use them as an opportunity to improve their product or service. This means that they must take the time to analyze what went wrong, identify areas of improvement, and make changes accordingly. By doing this, founders can ensure that their products or services are constantly evolving in order to meet customer needs and stay ahead of the competition. Learning from mistakes also helps founders build a better relationship with investors. Investors want to see that entrepreneurs are open-minded and willing to adapt when things don't go according to plan. Showing investors that you have taken steps towards improving your product or service based on past experiences will demonstrate your commitment towards success. Finally, learning from mistakes is essential for gaining customer trust. Customers want assurance that the company they are investing in is reliable and trustworthy. By showing customers how you have improved upon previous issues, it will give them confidence in your ability as a founder. Main idea number 9. Founders should be willing to pivot in order to stay competitive and meet customer needs. This means that they must be open to changing their product or service in response to feedback from customers, investors, and the market. By doing so, founders can create a better product or service that will attract more customers and investors. Pivoting also allows founders to take advantage of new opportunities as they arise. For example, if a competitor launches a similar product but with features that are attractive to customers, then the founder can quickly adjust their own offering by adding those same features. This helps them remain competitive while still providing value for their customers. Finally, pivoting is important because it allows founders to test different ideas without having to commit too much time or resources upfront. They can experiment with different approaches until they find one that works best for them and their business. Main idea number 10. Founders should be willing to invest in their product or service in order to make it better and more attractive to customers. This means investing time, money, and resources into research and development of the product or service. Founders should also look for ways to improve customer experience by providing quality customer support, creating a user-friendly interface, and offering competitive pricing. Additionally, founders should consider marketing strategies that will help them reach potential customers. Investing in their product is essential for founders because it helps them create a better product or service that can stand out from competitors. It also gives investors confidence that the company has put effort into making sure its products are up to date with current trends and technologies. Furthermore, investing in their product allows founders to build relationships with customers who may become loyal users of the company's services. Ultimately, when founders are willing to invest in their own products, they show potential investors that they believe strongly enough in what they have created to put money behind it. This demonstrates commitment on behalf of the founder, which can go a long way towards securing investments from outside sources. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.